This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Between the governor of Florida and the former president, not a surprise. An Oath Keeper sentenced to 18 years. What does that mean? What happened there? And a new poll shows that 40% of Democrats not backing Biden in the primary. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great week. And if not, guess what? The weekend is in sight. A holiday weekend, no less. Maybe some of you have extra days to string together. So let's kick it off with the news of the 18 years. There was a lot of conversation about Stuart Rhodes, who said after the Capitol attack that the rioters should have brought rifles. He got the longest sentence of any January 6th defendant so far to date. Before his sentencing, he called himself a political prisoner and said that when he talked about regime change in a phone call with supporters earlier this week, he meant his hopes that former President Donald Trump would win in 2024. The judge disagreed that Rhodes had been locked up for politics, saying it was his actions that led to his criminal convictions, saying, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the republic and to the very fabric of this democracy." Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy in November, a rare thing to happen in this country, along with Kelly Meggs, a fellow Oath Keeper member. And I think the words that I already said were the thing that really sunk him when he said in a message ahead of the attack, "They won't fear us until we come with rifles in hand." After that attack, in a recording that was played in court during his trial, he said his only regret was that they should have brought rifles. So that was, again, one of the major things that hit him. So he was sentenced by Judge Mehta on Thursday to 12 years in federal prison. And he's saying that Meggs did not pose the same continuing threat as Rhodes, by the way, and a shorter sentence was more appropriate. The 12-year sentence for Meggs is the third longest handed down by or for a January 6th defendant. So, again, you had a couple of sentencings. Meggs delivered a statement and apologized to his family for the pain and suffering he caused them. Meggs' sister, brother, and son were in the courtroom. His wife, Connie, who also participated in the January 6th riot and has been separately convicted on multiple counts, was not present. So Rhodes and Meggs, not to confuse you because that's two we're talking about, were put on trial alongside Jessica Watkins, Kenneth Harrelson, and Thomas Caldwell, all members of Oath Keepers who were convicted of obstruction of an official proceeding and aiding and abetting, but not seditious conspiracy. So that was the other part, like I said, something that is so rare that you haven't seen in this country. Wow, how about that? Not a surprise that it was going to be probably a really big sentence, because if you looked at what the conviction was for, it was bound to be something that was going to be pretty big. We know that 2024 is a ways away, but you would think that tomorrow was going to be election day, and it's going to get chippier, as I like to say. It's going to get a lot chippier than what we're seeing right now, and Ron DeSantis is fighting back, and the president is also fighting Ron DeSantis. So, you know, you're going to have this rhetoric that boils over, that's for sure. So one of the things DeSantis said, in fact, in an interview, one of the interviews he did to Newsmax, he said, "My voters appreciate Trump, but they need me to win in 2024. He slammed Trump for adding $8 trillion to the debt in just 4 years. He said he turned over the country to Fauci, and he went and said several other things after some of the things Donald Trump said about him, making fun of the fact that the launch announcement just completely imploded on Twitter, so it was fell flat, the announcement that DeSantis was running for president. And, you know, he's basically, he said, you know, honestly, some of his attacks against me, he's moving to the left, attacking me, for example, for opposing an immigration amnesty that he supported when he was president for illegal aliens. He attacked me for voting against one of the bloated omnibus spending bills that he supported as president, and I agree. I don't think you should do those bloated bills. We are at $31 trillion in debt, and there's, again, the comment he added, almost $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years as president. And one of the things that Trump said on his social media, again, there was memes and things about the launch just completely imploding. He said Ron is not ready to be president. Perhaps that's part of the reason why. And I think this is just the beginning of what will happen, because between the two of them, because they're the two names that are, you know, are going to constantly come up in the polls where they're going to be at the top. However, right now, the gap between Trump and DeSantis is pretty big. Trump much pulling higher numbers, much higher than Ron DeSantis. So it's going to be like a boxing match, I think, mostly between these two, unless there is, as I keep using these words because there's no other way to put it, unless something unforeseen happens. There's something that we're just not thinking about, somebody who comes completely out of left field, and I really don't know who that would be. Knowing enough people at the top of the party and having enough conversations, there's nobody else's name that has come up again and again who really wants to run or is talking about running. So I think we're going to have a lot of unloading, so to speak. DeSantis unloading on Trump and Trump unloading on DeSantis throughout the rest of 2023, and then as we get closer to some key primaries in 2024. All right, so we'll tuck that away temporarily. Like I said, there's so much going on, I think, from end to end in the country that, you know, that we've been talking about. And I'll tell you, it's Tina Turner dying at the age of 83 that really has people, men and women, a lot of men and women actually talking about Tina Turner, because, as I think I said the other day, who doesn't know at least one Tina Turner song? And maybe that's it, right? Maybe there's just something about you flip when you're flipping around and you're listening to music, right? Still doing it on the AM FM, let's say. But even a Spotify or whatever, but that's where this crops up, where it's like, yeah, I remember that song, I remember that song, I remember that song. And of course now that's what you're going to hear really played certainly throughout the weekend. I mean, she was a rock legend, there's no question about it. All right, we have just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way, including your thoughts next, because we're going to an early mailbag.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit laitreatmentoption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all of your email. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Let's dive right into it. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Tim. And Tim says, hey, Kate, I've emailed the show several times. I don't know. I feel compelled to tell you that. I really have enjoyed it as I've gotten to know you, I think, through listening to your radio show whenever I can. I know you have that weird fascination with sharks like I do, because every time Shark Week's on, you share a lot of stories of that, and you have had people on to talk about shark attacks. And boy, it's almost like, hey, it's summertime and here come the shark attacks. Did you hear the story about the 22-year-old who was snorkeling at Turks and Caicos and she was attacked by a shark? Yeah, I got a story about that. So first let me tell you about what you're talking about, Tim. Yes, she was snorkeling on that island. She had a resort, and it was, you know, in the afternoon. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when a shark attacked them. She had her leg. An employee told police that the victim had her leg cut off by a shark. So the island police force and an ambulance came to the scene and took her to a medical center where she's in serious condition. There's an adventure and water sports company in the Turks and Caicos Islands that said that, thank goodness, there was this quick response from one of the captains, and an office team member met that victim right away, and they were extracted from the ocean and put in the ambulance immediately, saving them from potentially a life-threatening situation. They said it happened in clear, calm waters. And what is known in diving circles as a case of mistaken identity. The victim and her friend were on a private trip on a vessel unrelated to one of the excursions at the time of the attack, and this shark is presumed to be a Caribbean reef shark, which is normally not what you would hear. The University of Florida experts, because they compile all the shark attacks and stuff, they distinguish between unprovoked attacks, which they say provide insight into the behavior of sharks, and those that are prompted by outside circumstances, like fishing lines cast in feeding areas or, you know, something like that, that where something happens accidentally. Okay, so my quick story is, I won't go into the whole details of it, but I went to Turks and Caicos, I don't know how many years ago it was. I was doing this show, so anybody who's listened to me the whole time would have heard the story, maybe would remember it. But as it happened, it's beautiful, you know, clear water, the whole thing. And we had rafts, and we were in an area where there was these really beautiful small condos. You know, they were only a certain level. I think there was only three levels of them. And beautiful beach, the whole thing. And I was with a friend, and we were in the water, and I could see the shark circling. And immediately told her calmly, just keep paddling and paddling in. And we had those silver, you know, those silver rafts where they were clear on one side, and got out of the water, but it was creepy. So and maybe that's it, you know, hey, you're in their water. This was like around that same time. Was it just because there was something that happened to be in the area? Fortunately for us, there was no attack. We got out before anything happened. In this case, they were snorkeling, so now you're under the water or your face is down or you know, whatever. But it's kind of a thing that's talked about when somebody is bit, and it's about being proactive in your response. If you can, you hit a shark on the nose, which can temporarily kind of curtail the attack. If the shark bites, then they say claw at its eyes and gill openings. But don't be passive if under attack, because a shark respects size and power. So it's just something to keep in the back of your mind, right? Just in case. It is still rare. It was a sad situation here that happened. And supposedly, even though it's incredibly serious, we'll see what happens. But supposedly, as I just said, they got to her in time, and that's all the details we know. So, yeah, Tim, creepy. All right, we move quickly forward to another one. This one is from Ange, who says, Kate, these whole things with these banks. I have a friend that works for J.P. Morgan, luckily safe, but I guess because, you know, they absorb First Republic Bank, of course, there's going to be people that are let go, and might be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 people or more. I know notices have been going out because that's what they told me. And I think they're being transparent about it, but they're gone. So once again, because of people not paying attention to what was happening, other people underneath pay the price. Yeah, of course, right? So J.P. Morgan absorbed it, yeah, and they're letting, you're right, it's about 1,000 people. They say that I think the people get whatever it is, 60 days in a package and a lump sum and, you know, all that whole kind of thing, because they have their own employees. And so when they absorb it and look at roles, that's, of course, what's going to happen. You know, maybe it was Elizabeth Warren who said this whole First Republic deal, that it's, of course, allows America's biggest bank to get even bigger. And that's true. J.P. Morgan just gets bigger and bigger. You know, banks too big to fail. That just sticks in your head, doesn't it? Just too big to fail. Although if you're on the other end of that and you're being absorbed, you know, the chances of surviving that weren't that great. That's unfortunately the way it goes. Okay, let's go to this one. It's good. This is something that's being talked about that I guess you just don't think about it unless you live there, and because now there's a lot of conversations about it. One of our biggest cities, of course, is New York City. I got this one from Rick, who says, Kate, you used to live here, and I guess we forget sometimes we're on an island, but there have been a lot of stories lately about New York City sinking because of the buildings with the sea levels rising. We're starting to see that the city truly is sinking because of the weight of all of the tall buildings. And I even saw something where they're talking about, we're talking 8 to 30 inches by 2050. Kind of scary, I think, especially if you're someone younger. Yeah, younger and trapped in the concrete jungle. It is weird, right? But it's not weird because if you think about it, you think of the boroughs, and it is this, you are on an island, the island of Manhattan. And so, yes, the island of Manhattan is sinking. And so it's been gradual. There hasn't been conversation until lately because there's a new study that came out, and that's probably why you're hearing those stories. But because of the amount of rainfall, nor'easters, and all that kind of stuff, you're seeing that this gradual process has sped up a little bit. I mean, you're basically talking about the ocean moving in, is what you're talking about. It's kind of like Miami, when you see Miami in the water between the buildings, and you're like, whoa, what's going on in Miami? Although Miami is a much different city than New York City, the mass of the buildings. I mean, there's over a million plus buildings, right? We're talking about a million plus. How much do they weigh? So think about that. Then multiply it by what's happening on the ground and the surface, and you can see it. I guess it's relatively small, but 1 to 2 millimeters a year, something like that, and in some areas even a little bit more. So it's sinking because of the buildings. So you've got construction on soft soil and artificial fills, and that's what would cause that. So it's not just Manhattan, by the way. It's Brooklyn and Queens, too. They're sinking at a faster-than-average rate. Yeah, it's weird to think about it, right? I mean, by the time it's underwater, I won't be alive. I don't think many of you would be alive. But the landscape is changing, and it's so dense. So that critical infrastructure in low-lying coastal areas, I mean, that's, you know, what really is the whole thing and what's necessary, I suppose. Well, no, I don't suppose. It is what's necessary. All right, I said this at the beginning. It doesn't matter what we're talking about, whether it's politics or buildings sinking in Manhattan or Queens. Send me your thoughts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to 32,764. The S&P 500 gained 36 points to 12,689. The Nasdaq grew by 213 points to 12,689. Russia and Belarus signed a deal to allow Russian nuclear weapons on Belarusian territory.
The Russian Defense Ministry says it remains in charge of the nuclear weapons and any decisions about their use, leading Ukraine to allege Belarus had been taken hostage by Moscow. Belarusian opposition leader in exile Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said the move violates Belarus's constitutional commitment to a nuclear-free status.
Expect a big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend as nearly 43 million Americans will be heading out for the holiday. To avoid the worst of it, experts say to avoid hitting the road Friday when it's the heaviest traveled. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To me, because I'm a snacker and I'm terrible at reading labels, and I know a lot of you have that same problem. In our virtual green room, Bonnie Tobb Dix is with us, and she's a registered dietitian nutritionist. So this is perfect because we can talk about the labels. Do you really know what's in your snacks? And how do you find snacks with nutritional benefits? Oh, I so need this, Bonnie. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about what's a good way to incorporate healthy snacks into your daily routine, especially with the summer, because we're running around all over the place and we have excuses.
Yeah, we do. Well, we love snacks so much that some of us are actually replacing as many as 4 meals per week with snacks. So that's why it's important that we choose snacks wisely. And I kind of call snacks mini meals. Because they, of course, they should be fun and indulgent, but you also want them to have a decent nutritional value. So looking for foods that make you feel full and satisfied while also meeting your nutritional needs.
So give me an idea, because I'm going shopping later today, seriously. Give me an idea of something that would I could eat that would be healthy as part of these snacks.
Well, as long as you're going shopping, let's talk a little bit about labels. Mm. You know, it's so sad that many of us actually pay more attention choosing what goes on our bodies, meaning clothes and shoes, than what goes in them, meaning foods and beverages. And I know that food shopping could be overwhelming. That is why I wrote my book. It was really to help people make quick, healthy decisions about using the power of the food label to guide them. So But when you're in the store, what you need to think about is what speaks to you personally. Are you looking for protein to keep you feeling full? Are you looking for calcium to strengthen your bones? Maybe you're looking for a short ingredient list. Whatever it is that you're looking for, know that that information is on that package, on the label.
Oh, boy, that's so good. Where can people get your book?
You could get it on Amazon. It's Read It Before You Eat It, Taking You From Label to Table.
Ooh, perfect. Label to table. So what are, and this goes along with looking at the labels first and all of that, what are some of your go-to summer snacks that fit that nutritional bill you're talking about?
Well, I like snacks that are portable, that I could carry with me, whether I'm on the go or to a picnic or barbecues. And especially in summer, I like snacks that don't have to be refrigerated. But also, hydration is critically important in summer. And it doesn't only mean drinking beverages. It's also good to think about snacks that are hydrating, like fresh fruits and veggies, because watery foods are also hydrating. But, you know, whether it's summer, winter, doesn't make a difference. We are snacking more than ever in this country, so snacks are kind of evergreen.
Yeah, I say so. I live near the beach, and I think that's one of the things, is I see people all the time with bags, what I call the bags of food, where they've just gone through the drive-through, and it's convenient, and they're not doing what you're saying, which would be so easy to do. So it goes along with that same thread, is what's the ideal nutritional combination for a snack that makes you feel full longer? Is it what you said, the veggies and the fruit?
Well, I go for the trifecta of combining protein, carbohydrate, and healthy fat. And that brings the most satisfaction, but it also keeps blood sugar levels the most stable. And I can give you a perfect example. I enjoy Whisk, which are a crunchy baked cheese snack, and they're made of real cheese. In fact, just cheese. And they help me feel fuller longer because they're a great source of protein. They're also an excellent source of calcium. And they pair perfectly with so many of the foods we should be eating more of, like fresh fruits and veggies or dried fruit or nuts. And they're also perfect for dipping. I know at the beach it's great to bring some of these dips, like guacamole or hummus or even a bean dip.
Ooh, that's a good suggestion. The hummus, for sure. Guacamole, absolutely. So I know that you've definitely piqued people's interest. We talked about where they can get your book. Where else can they find you, Bonnie?
Well, come and visit us on Instagram at WhispSnacks, and you can visit me at Bonnie Tabdick.
All right, I know I'm going out to get those now because I'm going to go to the beach in a couple of days. Bonnie, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Enjoy your summer.
You too.
All right, speaking of the beach, some people won't be going to the beach because of a storm system. It is a holiday weekend. Some people are already off, but maybe you have Monday. Maybe you have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and you're stringing that together, or you have Friday, too, as well. So beware of paying attention to the storm system, especially if you're out in a boat, out on lakes, or out on the ocean, or wherever. But, you know, AAA says about 37.1 million Americans are going to travel by road this Memorial Day weekend, and then another 17 million taken at the skies. So you got to monitor that weather, especially if you're traversing across the country, which you all know, right? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But it's easy to kind of just gloss over the weather. Heavy rainfall is absolutely expected in portions of the Carolinas, and they're talking about pretty hazardous marine conditions there off the coastal and offshore water areas where they're talking about gale warnings in effect. So that means nasty, choppy stuff, spoken like a new boater. And in the Northeast, they're talking about sunny skies and temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above normal. So the pattern will probably be better beach weather in, let's say, like the tip of the Northeast, let's say like Maine versus somewhere around Myrtle Beach. So that's the key. The key is watching the Carolinas. And then, you know, you got Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee all mixed in there with some of that dry air that mixes in. And then you throw in the moisture from the Gulf, and that's where you get it, you know. It's got that fire hose effect on Interstate 95, and in South Carolina, that's what we're talking about, Friday downpours all throughout that whole, like I said, Carolinas, and also cold temperatures, you know, 50, 60 degrees. So it's not going to be that weather that you go and hang out in. It's the weather that you stream in, meaning streaming inside, watching shows that you maybe have stacked up and you want to binge watch. But it'll get better. It'll get better into the weekend. Not, you know, maybe not till Sunday. You could get maybe 4 inches of rain. So uncertain as to how much as you get even into D.C. and Baltimore and whatnot. Because, you know, that can change depending on the high pressure zone. But if you look at a map, and I was looking at a map all day long, watching the piles, I call it the piles of green move, and you could see it. You could see that it was going to be cooler, and you could see that that you're going to definitely get some rain. So that's something to look for. But otherwise, you know, if you're talking about in the Midwest, a lot of the Midwest weather, maybe if it's a little cooler, it still looks like it's going to be pretty decent weather for the holidays. Might be a great time to get out on the lake. Just make sure that you throw on that extra layer. I mean, that, especially if you're going fishing. You get up early, that anticipation is the best. You have your bait, your tackle, everything, and then you just are shoving off, right? And going out super early so that you can get back in. And speaking of holiday travel and all of that, the travel boom begins in earnest because it is kind of like the official, okay, here we go. And this is a big test at this point for even some of the new measures that have been put in place to avoid some of the crazy chaos that we saw last summer. And with people just trying to get there as fast as they can, a lot of these airports are going to be packed, of course, and the TSA lines long on Friday, especially on Friday morning. So it would be smart to get there a little bit earlier. But they have these things called dashboards that show you what you can expect from airlines when flights are canceled or delayed. Because remember, there were so many complaints about that. So there's things that you can check in on, and you can know when you go to airports, you know kind of on the way ahead of time if you have to make some sort of a change. Because we had that big Southwest Airlines meltdown, if you remember, in December, last December. So the idea is, let's not have that. If there's fewer than 2% flights that are canceled and it's super low, well, it's not that big deal, that big of a deal. It's when you have a massive amount of flights that are canceled and then people are being re-racked where it gets really, really, really tough, right? And identifying that. So, you know, like United Airlines is saying Memorial Day holiday will be its busiest in more than a decade. They think about 2.9 million are going to travel between Thursday and Tuesday. Delta, 2.8 million. That's what their projections show. And the same thing with American, of course, where there's a 17% increase in the tickets that they sold. And this is the beginning of that. Like I said, it's sort of the entree into, okay, here we come summer, and we can take just a quick jaunt to go see somebody or go catch an extra day somewhere or get a quick deal before we get deeper into the summer. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So it'll be crazy, some of the crowds, I think, at some of the airports. I think one of the things that you forget sometimes too is if you're driving is the parking, right? Like the closer you get to the airport, the tougher it is. And if you make plans ahead of time and you park out somewhere in the burbs and then they bring you in on a lot of those shuttle buses, boy, that's so much easier. But it adds time, and it's a hassle in kind of a different way than when you can just pull up pretty close and jump on out, right? It's just so much easier when you're able to do that. All right, stay with us. We got some great advice from somebody in the financial industry about the whole college thing, and is there a way to write some of that off if you're saving ahead of time? The good news is there is.
Hey, Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wow, this is such an important thing to talk about, and we have talked about this on the show before. Steve Rushoff joins us. He's principal of Edward Jones. Some new data shows saving for college is a priority despite economic challenges, and this is from a new study from Edward Jones, so we are thrilled to have him on with us. Steve, thanks for popping on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me on. It's great to be with you.
So let's talk about it. You heard what I said. You know, we know with interest rates, with stepping around recession and everything else, in the current economy, how are Americans really prioritizing saving for college? What did you find?
Well, Edward Jones just completed our 12th annual survey on education savings and 529 plan awareness. And we've learned that saving for child's education costs is still a top five priority, financial priority for Americans. But unfortunately, two out of three Americans can't correctly identify a 529 plan as a vehicle for education savings. And that awareness has actually gone down. It's at its lowest level in 4 years. And you know, that's really a shame, Kate, because folks are leaving money on the table. They're missing out on helpful benefits of a 529 plan, like tax savings and flexibility that can make every dollar saved go further.
Yeah, so tell us more about that, since there's confusion about it. What would you tell people about some of the features of the plans?
So a 529 plan is a savings vehicle, and many people are familiar with retirement plan savings vehicle, like 401ks or IRAs, Roth IRAs. They can think of a 529 plan as a similar vehicle, but it's for education costs. And there's certain tax benefits associated with that. So the contributions go into the plan, they're invested. The investment earnings are tax deferred, and withdrawals from those plans are federally tax free, provided they're used for qualifying education expenses.
Ooh, so that's great. I mean, that right there, it's sort of what I call a sweet spot because of the savings tax wise, and then earmarking it obviously for college. So why do you think that it is that there's confusion? I mean, people just don't have the confidence in how much they're currently saving for education. I mean, that seems like what your study showed. What's the best way for them to explore these different savings options?
Really, the best way is to seek the help of a financial professional, like a financial advisor, like one of the 19,000 plus that we have at Edward Jones across North America. They can educate, they can help advise on savings trade-offs, such as saving for retirement versus saving for education. They can help set up a 529 plan for you if that's right for you. And so if folks want to learn more, they can go to edwardjones.com.
All right, again, edwardjones.com. This is just a great idea. And like I said, we really have had these conversations on the air. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so talking about savings in college to saving themselves from being eliminated. Check this out. How about the Boston Celtics? Never say never. No team in NBA history has come back from being in the hole 3-0. The Heat had the edge on the Celts, and now they've given 2 back. The Celts came back in yet another game, beating the Heat at the Garden. 110-97 was the final score. That would have been one heck of a game to watch. Derek White, 24 points, including 6 three-pointers. The Celts dominate. Let me say that again. Dominate the Heat in that game to extend the Eastern Conference Finals. Wow, Marcus Smart, 23 points, 5 steals. And you know what? You got to do whatever you got to do to make it happen, and that's exactly what they did. So Game 6 is Saturday in Miami. The Heat's going to try to become the second number 8 seed to reach the NBA Finals in this format that they're rolling out or have rolled out since 1984. And so one of my favorite players is the Heat's Jimmy Butler, and he says, we just got to close it out at home, which is true. But the Celts are putting up a fight. They are not just going quietly into that good night. They're not the only team on the ice, a team that I used to cover and where I used to live in Dallas, Texas. How about those Stars? They just couldn't get it done in overtime. They really struggle in overtime. But guess what? They came back and beat the Vegas Knights 3-2. So Las Vegas does lead the series 3-1, but they did stave off elimination. While in the meantime, the Panthers just the other day wiped away the Hurricanes. It was just a sweep, boom. In the blink of an eye, that series was over. All right, it's not over for Michael Block, the unsung hero. I love an underdog. Oh, boy, do I love an underdog, underestimated person. And Michael Block, who is a nice guy, according to the people who take lessons from him at this club in Mission Viejo in California, he goes to the PGA Championship, gets a hole-in-one, excites the crowd, plays with Rory McIlroy, finishes at 15, wins $288,000, and then at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, they have exemptions to give. They have one left, and they say, Michael, do you want to play? He says, sure. So he plays, and he makes some amazing shots in the first appearance after the PGA. So it was a very quick turnaround. And he is at the bottom of the list right now on the leaderboard. He's 11 over, so he shot an 81. But the throngs of people following him and some of the scrambling shots that he made, pretty exciting. It'll be hard for him to make that cut, but never say never. He may make the cut, and who knows, a moving day, which in the world of golf, people means that you've made that cut line where you're in the pack of golfers that's going to be around to play on Saturday and Sunday. So there's definitely always still a possibility of that happening. because I've now gone down the sports lane here for a few moments, it's worth mentioning a couple of other quick things besides those teams. Major League Baseball, we're in what I call the thick of it, right? Hard to believe. We hit the season, and now we're a couple of months into this, but definitely we're a couple of months into it. So there's new rules. The game has been shortened by, in some cases, a half an hour. People seem to like that better. The games aren't as long for the most part as they used to be. That was the whole idea. What can we do? The Rays are an interesting team to watch. They beat the Blue Jays 6-3. And so there they sit in the East, continuing that torrid pace they're on. They've lost a few along the way, but they've won way more than they've lost. And they've been an exciting team to watch. So they're 37-15, 24-5 at home. So you would think people would come out and see him, but still, it's easy to get a Rays ticket. If you do come to the beach and you want to see baseball, that's one place where you can get a ticket, at the Trop, at Tropicana Field. But Tampa Bay leads in the East, three games in front of Baltimore. The Yankees are 7 back. So much baseball, though, left to be played. Like I said, we're just a couple of months into this. In one way, hard to believe we're on that side of it. But in another way, yeah, here we are. I've talked a lot about the A's moving. So sorry, too bad for the Oakland fans. They lost the Raiders, and now you're going to lose the A's. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said a vote on the A's prospective move to Vegas could take place when the owners meet June 13th through the 15th in New York, and he's saying that a possible relocation vote would probably happen then. It's difficult to have a timeline for Oakland until there's actually a deal to be considered. Now, the governor of Nevada said that the legislative leaders and the A's had reached a tentative agreement on a $1.5 billion stadium funding plan that would lure the franchise to Vegas, but that funding bill also still has to be approved by the legislature there. And not having a crystal ball, just like Manfred said, you got to make sure that the deal's in place, but it's looking pretty good. Let's put it that way. And so the A's are struggling on the field and in the stands. They're not pulling people in, and this would be certainly a change of scenery, and it would be an incredible facility once it's built. All right, the music means I got to dance off the stage. Thanks, as always, to Alex Kay for his hustle and his excellent work on the technicals. For the rest of you, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, and see you, Midge.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.